Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Awale Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ARIC. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Glenn Parsons. Awale Resources is focused in Côte d'Ivoire. The company has a few projects in their project portfolio. We are going to be talking mostly about the ODNI project here. This is one where the company has been doing some work to build up further targets and also follow up on some good drill results that they had last year. Still very early on exploration at this ODNI project, but recently, Glenn, there was some news. Jan 13th, the company announced that you are advancing large-scale IOCG copper gold targets. This surface work has now defined two distinct copper gold targets at this Scepter anomaly. You're calling this Scepter East and Scepter West. Glenn, can you just start off by giving us a bit of background on the ODNI project and especially the Scepter prospect, the work that's gotten you up to this point, please?
Sure. Thanks for having me on the show. It's been a while, but a pretty exciting time for Awale. Just coming back to, you know, what work have we done on ODNI? If we can recall from our previous announcements, we really were focusing on the Empire discovery, where we believe we have a nice mineralized envelope. And following from that, from our follow-up drilling in July last year, we actually had a nice target, the Charger target, which we announced, and we did announce some nice high-grade results where we actually hit a hematite or hematite-altered breccia zone. And really defining, you know, defining what that was that we hit, because it was somewhat different to certainly the Empire prospect or mineralization style. Now, in terms of Charger, it was certainly a narrow intercept in this breccia zone, but with this hematite alteration that you see in there, essentially it isn't. You know, we were convinced it was an IOCG style of mineralization. We've been talking about a mineralization style just because obviously it's very small, but following that work at Charger, we really re-looked at our data over the balance of the license, and really in the center, you know, if one looks at figure two, in the center of the ODNE permit, there was significant amount of work that we've done in terms of termateria sampling, where termateria is basically an in-situ geochemical sample from these termite mounds, which come down, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 meters deep, and then also some old Randgold data. And we really started compiling this. And what we saw is we had this 5 kilometer long copper and gold anomaly. That is probably typical of an IOCG type signature. But with this hematite that we are seeing, and you know, again referring to figure three, if you look at that, you know, tiny little anomaly in comparison to Scepter, you know, we have this copper gold association anomaly down at Charger where we had the high grade, and now we actually seen the much larger, it looks like the much larger system to the north being the Scepter targets, east and west. So when we looked at the data, we certainly had gaps in the data from the termateria work as well as the soils. And, you know, since July last year, we have been systematically, again, trying to cover those gaps, trying to refine our targeting as well. And essentially, that's the result of this news release. I mean, the 5 kilometers now, we've actually narrowed it down to Scepter East being a 1.5 kilometer long, really nice bullseye anomaly. But, you know, it is pretty large, compared to Charger. And then to the west, we've got what we call, you know, the Scepter Main or Scepter West, where we got it, you know, refined to around about a 2.6 kilometer and a 1.5 kilometer wide, you know, anomaly. Again, with copper anomalism as well as gold anomalism. So, you know, the mineralization fluids that you're seeing here because of the, you know, hematite alteration, and bearing in mind the setting, you know, if I just come to setting, what we're looking at ODNE is this crustal setting. We're on the margin of a crustal setting, and we start with these intrusives. You're starting to see, you're seeing different fluids coming up, and we call them magmatic fluids, obviously, you know, associated with magma. These intrusions are effectively magma pushing up, and it's bringing these fluids with them, and obviously the mineralization. From an anomaly perspective, we got, you know, fantastically large anomalies. From a system perspective, IOCG, iron ore, copper, gold. Typically, in iron ore, copper, gold systems, IOCG systems, you really do see significant scale in terms of deposits. So we are on a new system here. In there's definitely, you know, we've identified the system. It's the first IOCG system that's been identified in Côte d'Ivoire. And because of the setting, and we're sitting on this crustal setting that we talk about, going off to the northwest, right on this crustal margin, you know, we are well poised effectively to start exploring these new targets of ours with an IOCG mindset at the end of the day.
Glenn, we're talking a lot about IOCG deposits here, and it's mentioned a number of times in this news release. Can you give us some maybe comparable deposits that could be similar to what at least you're going after here at the Scepter project?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, as I say, these systems are big. I mean, they're not, you know, it's not just ODNE in a sense. It's actually becomes an IOCG province, really, at the end of the day. You know, so the scale is actually huge. The nice thing, as I say, is we've got these really large anomalies which stem from Charger, which was a little anomaly, and with positive results. So we know mineralization is there. So when you look at comparables, and there are IOCG provinces around, you know, the one is in Brazil. You know, where we've got the Caracas, which is an extremely large deposit. You know, you're getting gold plus, you know, low-grade gold, well, not low-grade gold, but low-grade gold, low-grade copper. But ultimately, the scale is just so huge that it's actually it does become a monster. On the other side of the continents, we've got Australia. You know, you've got the Olympic Dam deposit. But if you look at that Gawler Craton and that IOCG province that abuts the Gawler Craton, I mean, you're seeing, you know, Prominent Hill, Carrapateena, and Olympic Dam, which are all effectively within this IOCG model. There are various, you know, there definitely are various models, but that's probably what we're seeing closer because of the setting. We've got similar age rocks, you know, we're talking around 1.5 billion years old, similar age rocks on the margin, a lot of intrusions coming through, and, you know, obviously bringing mineralization, magmatic fluids, bringing that mineralization to the fore. So that's probably, you know, those are huge. We're not saying that we've got huge, for sure. We like huge, but the setting is that it is potentially huge. As I say, we've got the anomalies on ODNE. We've got the license, exploration permit next door application. So we will be converting that to a permit as well. And effectively, you know, we do have a nice footprint within this, what we call IOCG province.
Okay. So Glenn, it sounds like you've done a lot of the surface work here. What's the follow-up work going to be? You outlined that maybe some more geophysics, trenching, and then moving to some drilling. How does that progress to actually get some drills on the ground?
Yeah. I mean, you know, as we say, the targets are huge, you know, 1.5 kilometers long, 2.6 kilometers long. So for us, and we do have bullseye bullseye targets within there. I mean, we are reasonably drill ready. But just with an IOCG system, you know, it does pay, you know, in terms of depth, we're not 100% sure of depth. Obviously we've got a test. But we've got this anomalism on surface, which is obviously encouraging. So the idea would be, let's get some really focused geophysics in, specifically, you know, Scepter East and some of those high order targets within Scepter Main. And that would be, you know, we could do IP, EM, and gravity, and then follow up. We can either go straight at the targets, those geophysical targets, or we can, you know, possibly do a few trenches just from an orientation perspective to sort of see that, are we going in it the correct way with the drill? Because there will be, you know, there could potentially be deeper drill holes, you know, anywhere from, you know, 100 to probably 300, 400 meters long. And that just needs to be done. I mean, the nice thing about it is, you know, these drill holes will be scout holes, and you are testing various systems. It's not as similar to like a straight shear, you know, shear zone hosted mineralization that we would typically see in West Africa, where you do these nice fences. Here we can probably be a bit more pointed to see, you know, first of all, see what we have and understand the system, and then from there be able to develop and extend out.
Okay, so then what about cash in the bank and financing for the company to go after this prospect and even go after some of the other projects? Can you take us through what the company's looking at here in terms of financing options?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly are looking at all, you know, all our options. And obviously, as I say, you know, the scale of this thing is really big. You know, from an overall perspective, you know, it probably does at some stage lend itself to joint venturing down the line. But at the moment, you know, we've been going on a low cost budget, making sure that we actually get our targeting right. You know, as we say in the release, the plan is to drill it in this half of the year. We plan to get the geophysics done pretty soon, within the next month and a half. And basically be able to follow on nearly straight away with some pointed drilling. So from a financing, obviously, you know, we as I say, looking at our options, there are various options, and it's something we're considering.
Okay, Glenn, I think that takes us through this news. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. We'll follow up on the back of some more news out of the company and what you guys do with that financing to really get this program going. Glenn, appreciate the time today. Please keep us up to date on future news, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Corey. Much appreciated.